We're coming to the beginning of a new era wherein the development of our inner self will be the most important asset. And improvising to music like this is part of that development. Now, if I take this sock and put it over here, put it right there, that. Now that's commercial. But if I take the sock and put it here, now that's underground. We wanted something commercial because we want a hit single on the radio.
Country and Western.
Yeah, country and Western probably. That's the hang where the kids are really digging today. This vocal part needs a little work too. This could be the best arrangement I ever did.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. It is my responsibility to enforce all the laws that haven't passed yet. It is also my responsibility to alert each and every one of you to the potential consequences of various ordinary everyday activities you might be performing, which could eventually lead to the death penalty or affect your parents' credit rating. Our criminal institutions are full of little creeps like you who do wrong things.
Give the band another hand. Tony, on drums, Frankie Zappa on guitar, and our
Now, listen. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
You're going to do two shows tonight?
Yeah. I'll be use up your Bible statistics.
I'm June. Two shows, man.
We have two shows in total.
Couldn't have spared me another 20 minutes of sleep, another 3 hours worth of sleep. Could have driven down.
The bare minimum, Howard.
Yeah, man. You're OGing on preparation A for this very
moment. It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We were playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to do, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dough for LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would simply slow the inflammation, would not offend your ears. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, so it sounded good to me.
Burn, burn, hey!
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We were playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and we needed to do, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. Good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should. Cause about this time we were getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like this. So we picked out a stupid plane, had some cars printed up for a couple of us, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits, and we were blue, set a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you got
the ball. People seemed to like our style. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name, so we ought to take his hand and sign on the line for a real good time. But he didn't tell us when. If good times could be something that was really happening, so the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like this. Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. I'm going to make him as loud as so I don't have to hear about him. Forget the past.
I'm sure this is going to be a good thing.
We're coming to the beginning of a new era.
Everyone's going
We're in the development of the inner self. But you, what do? You watch television, you play with the bun. Driving crazy.
But this is 12 years later.
I know.
I have a new bun.
I know.
A better bun.
What kind of new bun? Every year you tell me it's the new bun. I'm tired of this. I'm gonna give it all up. I'm gonna go back to New York. I've had it with you. I can't. Go. You jump me.
How's it going out there? This is the Fish Show. It's all Zappa tonight. Giggle all you want tonight. It's Zappa tonight, and we're ready, willing, and able, if you pay the regular fee, which is free, to put on a request.
Yes, all you gotta do is give us a call at 721-8700.
That's right. We have a lot of Zappa here tonight. So if you have a favorite Zappa, something you think we may not have, but you might want to just shot in the dark, try us. We already have a request coming up.
Yes.
All right.
We got lots of stuff. It's going to be hard to stump us, so you can give us a call, 721-8700, give us a try.
Trolling. This is the Fish Show on CFUV 101.9, 104.3 on cable, 721-8700. Zappa.
Going to be a specialized audience because the whole idea of looking good as an entertainer is something that's been around since rock and roll was invented. It's just that it's reached this, you know, sort of corporate pinnacle this season. But we weren't Herman and the Hermit, so who should we be kidding? But I thought that there was an audience of people who were at least as unattractive as we were, who could identify with us because we were unattractive, you know, just on that basis alone. Because one of the things that happens in rock and roll consumption is quite a few people who buy the records identify with the person who's singing the song. So I assumed that there are probably more ugly people in the world than cute people in the world, and so based on that, I thought we had a chance.
Hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? He was the playboy type, he smoked the pipe, his favorite phrase was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a singles bar, a Tuesday night, the moon was dim, the band was tight. They did the bump together.
What a splendid sight.
Run, dun, dun, dun.
Her teeth were white. Her drinks were cheap. It was late at night.
He was glad that he met her. She was an office girl.
My name is Betty.
Her favorite group was
Helen Reddy.
They discussed the weather. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Baby, don't you want a man like me? Don't you want a man?
She was a lonely sort, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter.
Get out! Oh, my
God. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport with a hockey had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her. Get it, honey? Get it?
Later on, they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were dripping. They saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a. He took her home to a motor court. She would not kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry.
Angry.
He called her a slut, a pig, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy. This is a petulant frenzy. I'm a petulant frenzy.
On the sofa she weeps. Oh, 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 oh. She weeps and she weeps. Oh, 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 she weeps and she peeps to the curtain. He just got in his car, but the battery's dead. So he asked to use the phone, and she gives him some head. And that's the end of the story. Hana, hana, hi. Don't you want my man like this? Hana, hana, hi. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna?
Baby, don't you want a man sometime?
Son of a bitch, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. He told me. I told him that I did something and I was happy for doing it. You know, I'm happy now. I don't care, you know, what you think. You're happy. I'm more happy than anyone is it. Meanwhile, he's sitting there completely miserable, telling me that he's more happy than the whole house put together. He has more intelligence than the whole house put together. And he's sitting there with his dumb words, oh, you son of a bitch, you're a schmuck, nothing, you know, nice about people. Those old people are shitty to him. You know, and I tried to explain to him, I said, but they're not, you know. It's just how you take it.
Why do you call him Willie the Pimp?
Oh, because we just imagined him.
Wait. The Lido Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the Lido Hotel is a perverted hotel in Coney Island. Really perverted. He made up this story about my mother calling up Willie, telling him where a woman, body shapes are 38, 25, 40 or something like this, some bizarre shape, blonde hair and all decked out insanely, and tell him to meet us in front of the Lido Hotel. And then what we were going to do, if we really would do this, like, we'll make sure, we'll see him, like, you know, casually leave the house at this certain time, and we'll know that, you know, he's leaving to meet this woman that's not going to be there. Then we'll have my mother walk by and see how she's going to take it, right? You know, like, so what are you doing here now? You got to get away. You know, how is he going to tell my mother that he's going to meet this broad or something, you know? So we made him a pimp. Then he got to pimp my mother off. Then he tried to pimp us off.
I'm a little pimp with my hair just mad. Can you pass with my shoes shining? Got a little lady off that street, telling all the boys that you think me. $20 bill, I can set you straight. Meet me on the corner, boy, I don't need it. Man in a suit with a bow tie neck, gonna buy a truck with a fake money check. Standing on the porch of the Lido Hotel, rooted in the lobby, love the way I sell. I mean, I rap, I guess, I spin, I beat. What's up?
Friday, July 4th, the Vans Warped Tour comes to Thunderbird Stadium in Vancouver. Five stages and 37 bands, with motocross, skateboarding, freestyle BMX, and bike trials. This year's lineup includes Rancid, Pennywise, Dropkick Murphys, and the Ataris, plus many, many more.
You should be careful talking about that stuff.
Why? Does he listen?
He always listens. He always watches and listens to all the guys in the band. I've been in the band for years, and I know he always listens.
That's how he gets all his material. Isn't that natural? Friendly, good-natured, humorous.
And then he rips us off.
And he sneaks off into a secret room someplace and boils it in ammonia, and he gets it perverted, and then he brings it back to us at rehearsals and makes us play it.
Hey, man, what's that over there? It's him. It's him. He's watching.
You think he heard us? I've been in the band for years. You can bet that he heard everything. Let's go over and pretend to be nice to him.
Now let's go over and pretend we don't know he's watching.
Yeah, he's ripping off our good material.
Hi, man.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, man.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, man.
Hey, Frank. Hey. That's a great new song you wrote, you know, the one about the penis and everything. I was laughing a lot the whole time I was wearing it.
Yeah, we were all laughing, Frank. Yeah? Well, fine.
Yeah, it took a little while to get into it, man, but once we got the drift.
Yeah, well, it's a great part you got in there for the chorus, you know, when they go. And I fill the room and everything, you know. I don't even mind you ripping it off me just as long as I get paid.
Oh, I don't even mind the part where he says, what can I say about this fabulous elixir? So long as me and Howard and Jeff Simmons, who left the group just before the movie started, get credit for special material.
I'm deeply offended by your lack of artistic sense.
Once upon a time, way back a long time ago, when the universe consisted of nothing more elaborate than Mark Volman.
Oh, thank you, Frank. And don't misspell it. That's not Mark Volman. That's Mark Volman. Hiya, friend. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to say to you tonight, I feel great. I mean, I feel great. Everywhere I go, people are always coming up to me, and they say, Mark, Mark, Mark. Mark, Mark, Mark. Mark, are you kidding? Let me tell you this, friend. I am not kidding. I mean, I am portly, and I am maroon. Well, how many people here tonight can guess what I am? I can't guess what you are. Well, then I'll give you some clues. And the first clue is, I am portly. That helps.
Not much. No, I don't know who you are.
Okay, I got one. Clue number two, I am double knit. That helps.
No, not much. What do you mean?
Well, then I have to give you one more clue. I know this is going to give it away, and I hate, like, damn, to tell you. But clue number three. Ich bin maroon.
Ah!
You're a sofa!
Way back a long time ago, when the universe consisted of nothing more elaborate, then Mark Volman,
thank you,
trying to convince each and every member of this extremely hip audience here tonight that he was nothing more, nothing less than a fat maroon sofa suspended in the midst of a great emptiness. A light shined down from heaven. And there he was, ladies and gentlemen, the good Lord. And he took a look at the sofa. And he said to himself, quite an attractive sofa. This sofa could be commercial. With a few more margaritas in the right company. However, I digress. What this sofa needs, said the big G, is a bit of flooring underneath of it. And so, in order to make this construction project possible, he summoned the assistance of the Celestial Corps of Engineers, and by means of a cute little song in the German language, which is the way he talks whenever it's heavy business, the good Lord went something like this. Take it away, Jim Pond.
Give it to me, and was who's voting for love.
Give unto me a bit of flooring under this mat floating sofa. And sure enough, boards of oak appeared throughout the emptiness as far as vision permits, stretching all the way from Belfast to Bognor Regis. And the Lord put aside his huge cigar and proceeded to deliver unto the charming maroonish sofa the bulk of his message, with the assistance of a small electric clarinet, and it went something like this.
I read the rest of this?
Right, you read the rest of it.
It gives me great pleasure to read the tagline to a commercial for Wallach's Music City, because I used to work for them a long time ago. And before I read the rest of the hype, I'll tell you a little bit about their personnel policy. They have a peculiar thing happening, or they were working this way at the store that they had downtown, which bombed out, where you would be fired if you were seen going to lunch with any of the members of the staff who happened to be of the opposite sex. You couldn't associate with, say, a girl who worked in the album department if you were a boy who worked in the singles department. I think that's rather
peculiar. Did you work downtown?
Yep.
So did I.
Yeah. I had a badge that said Mr. Zappa on it. I still got it.
I never got a badge. I wasn't there that long.
Yeah, I was working in the singles department. I thought it was really weird, you know. Hey, man, you're going to lose your job if you go to lunch with some pig from the department over there. Anyway, here's the rest of the hype for this commercial. One, players from 1695. A beautiful play tape with built-in radio, just $29.95. And the world's largest play tape cartridge selection, now at all Wallach's Music Cities. Two, players with built-in solid-state radio, just $29.95. Other play tapes as low as $16.95. World's largest selection of play tape cartridges at Wallach's Music City now. They make it sound like this little, it's like a little toy machine that makes music come out. That's not the way music was meant to be, a little play tape. Playtime.
A real hologram. I mean, not real, but almost a real hologram.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. Tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressed in shock, I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. And to do all the work, and maybe little I'll labor. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme. And I'm a handsome son of a bitch. Gonna get a new glove and be real rich. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I crossed this bank by the name of Pretty. She made a little speech there. Ah, she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in her vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still her dog, but now it should be quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. And bought me a leisure mask. I jingle my change, but I'm still kind of cute. Got a job doing radio promos. And when does the job even think about Tondo? Eventually being a friend, sort of drifted along into S&M. I can take a 1,000 hours on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower.
Oh, God, I am the American dream. With a school up my butt, will it make me scream? And I'll do anything to get ahead.
I'll hit it
all. Oh, God, I'm so bad.
Oh, never mind.
Yes, that was live. Shake Your Booty songs live played here on the Fish Show. We don't have Shake Your Booty.
Shake Your Booty.
Shake, like one word, like shake and shake, shake.
Now there's a whole Middle Eastern motif in all the photographs and everything. I've always called it Shake Your Booty.
Well, there you go. Anyway, you can't do that on stage anymore. Volume 3, the green one. Hi-Ho Silver. Mike Willis there on Hi-Ho Silver. So we have a lot of luck here with requests, and this is exciting because we like to get the voice of Zappa out there, making sure that his voice and music are heard at least once a year in concentrated statistical density. If you have any requests, 721-8700. We have giveaways.
So, for instance, we have these are all Ampeg computer discs, right? What do we get? Well, and how do they win? Well, phoning in after a skill testing question is good. We have available for pickup, easy. Frank Zappa, Ampeg, these are Ampeg's Saturday Night Live, 1976, playing a couple songs on there. Sweden concert from Stockholm, Sweden, in 1973 with the band. And I believe he's wearing a green jacket in that one.
Ugh.
it's pretty good.
Can we hear just the audio with the green jacket?
It's like a small audience, and early 70s Zappa. So we're giving that away. We'll give away other ones later, but that's up for giveaway. Now we have to come up with a skill testing question.
Yes.
How about the first person that calls in at 728-700 and can name three Frank Zappa songs?
That's easy enough.
That's fair.
Yeah. We gotta make a ruling before we open
rules,
the phone lines.
Rules already.
Do they have to get three correct ones in a row, or can they continue guessing?
Three correct ones in a row.
Okay, so if you drop one of the first three,
that's right.
No good, you gotta call back.
But, you know, as long as they know of a song that you can sort of gauge the title. How about that? 721-8700, you can get in on this if you want. You know that.
Excellent.
So then, plenty of other stuff to play, and we should get down to it. This is the Frank Zappathon here on the Fish Show. You're listening to us on CFUV 101.9 104.3. 7218-700. Phone in, special requests and giveaways.